Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to open up. We're going to start out by talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope. I'm just trying to make ends meet as we go. I know that you have been very, very busy.
We laid a glove on the president, man.
Yeah.
Not often you get to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote a story this morning about Joe, and we all know that he struggles, for lack of a better word, telling the truth. To put it politely.
Yes.
You know, I included some of the anecdotes that Joe's made up. My favorite one is he's walking through the swamp in Delaware a while ago, and he comes across a Delaware hunter, and he's got an AR-15 with a 30-round mag, and Joe gives him all kind of grief for, you know, being a terrible shot and, you know, things like that.
Mm.
Trying to spring Nelson Mandela, you know, going after the arch criminal Corn Pop.
Yep.
When he was young.
In between those stints when he was driving a semi.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he published an editorial in USA Today, or I should say, there was an editorial published Sunday in USA Today that bore Biden's name. Now, I'm not under any illusion that he actually wrote it. I don't think he can write anymore. I know he can't read well. I know he's got to sound out a lot of words. And he spars daily with the teleprompter. Let's put it that way. The teleprompter usually wins.
Right.
But in this editorial, which bears the, you know, the signature of the President of the United States. It was titled President Biden, : I'm doing everything I can to reduce gun violence, but Congress needs to do more. I mean, whoever wrote this should work on brevity in their headlines. But anyway, I digress. They had one thing in there, and I'm quoting now from the editorial. It was in Sunday's USA Today, quote, we need to do more. In the year after the Buffalo tragedy, our country has experienced more than 650 mass shootings, as well as over 40,000 deaths due to gun violence, according to one analysis. And that according to one analysis was hyperlinked, and you know where it takes you. It takes you straight to the Gun Violence Archive, which is nothing but a nonprofit, an anti-gun nonprofit that we debunked several years ago.
Sure.
I mean, they're founded in 2013. They have a really liberal, definition of what constitutes a mass shooting. They don't use, you know, any kind of, filters on it like the FBI does. For the FBI to consider a mass shooting, can't be gang related. Can't be domestic violence. Basically, at the GVA, if there are four more people even wounded, it's a mass shooting. And for example, they said that there were 417 mass shootings in 2019. FBI said there were 30. So now we've got a problem. We've got the President of the United States using data that you know damn well they know is fake. The only reason they use it, the only reason they cherry pick it, is because it's so sensational. And that's what they want. They want big numbers. Now, USA Today never balked at it. Their
sure.
fact checkers never caught it because they use that data too.
Yeah.
As the CNN, MSLSD, and Fox. So they never questioned any of it. My point is this. and this is the point of the editorial, if this is a warning, we should see this as a further warning. Biden will do anything to win his war against our guns, and they're gaslighting us once again with these fake numbers.
Well, you know, I was talking about something earlier today. We keep seeing these things coming out of the WHO. We keep seeing these things they're wanting to do. You know, we keep seeing what they're doing with the Durham report. We keep seeing what they're talking about with Hunter Biden and all these other things. And they very obviously don't care what America thinks. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%.
They know 100%. That we know, but they don't care that we know. And some of these things that they're pushing and passing around and everything. I mean, you were a police officer. What do you think the overwhelming attitude towards this administration is with law enforcement? What do you think that would be? How would they regard this one?
This was National Law Enforcement Week, yeah. Memorial Week. The president always goes and has words at the memorial. Joe didn't. He was gonna. They had it on the schedule. It was actually printed on the program that Joe was going to be there. And then he went to some granddaughter's graduation.
Right.
Or some such nonsense. I can say probably 95% of the cops, of the real cops, the guys with the badges in their beltfold, probably hated guns.
And what do you think the military comes down on him? And I'm not talking about the leadership of the Pentagon. I'm talking about the field grades and
rank
troops.
And file.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that's probably even higher. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, but at some point, because of this, I honestly believe that they think that the apathy in this country is so pronounced, given what they were able to, given the fact that we didn't burn Washington, D.C. down after the COVID lockdowns, they're like, oh, well, they'll take anything.
We can get away with it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would sure not argue that.
Yeah. So I'm just sitting back wondering where they think the line of demarcation lay and where they think they can is a bridge too far. And I guess it's going to be interesting between now and 2024 to see where that goes.
They know nobody's ever going to call them out on anything because they control the media.
Yeah,
you
know, but
it's guys like you, guys like me. I'd love to say Fox News, but I've lost a lot of faith and confidence in them lately for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, but I mean, like
mainstream.
So right, like last night, Newsmax beat CNN.
Yeah, I know.
And when you look at their numbers, they had 467,000 viewers on the Anderson Cooper show. So I decided to look up just how many people are on the road at any given time in this county that I live in with this radio station with this 100,000 watt signal that I work at. And I'll bet you locally, I've got a bigger audience than CNN does.
Yeah, I would not argue against that at all. I mean, God, those numbers, remember, they used to be king.
Yeah.
And then they just completely went. I mean, look at Gulf War I. Who wasn't watching CNN for their coverage?
Yep.
And they just got rid of it.
So many people watch CNN, it was a tagline. And now it's a punchline. So,
a great way to put it.
Yeah, I just don't think that this particular president understands. And probably, I don't know. I wonder how much of him is actually demented. Certainly his staffers know, though. His staffers know.
Yeah, I know. I've read some it's rumors. It's stuff coming up from a staff when they're having an unguarded moment. I know they use Capriati subs
right.
to bribe him into doing things.
Right. Not sugar cones. We're coming up on the first break. Lee Kent, you can find what Lee does in a variety of places. He is the investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation. You can find his work at saf.org. He also does a lot of radio appearances for us at Second Amendment as well. So he's all over the place on the radio. He also is the only writer at armedamericannews.com, and he is the gunwriter.substack.com. So you can find him just about everywhere. And when the stars align right, we do think, aim, fire right here, but they didn't align right today. So today it's just me and Lee. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Renovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. We are talking to Lee Williams and catching up as we do. Most of the time we're doing it with Bob, but Bob is teaching all this week, so we don't get Bob. So instead of think, aim, fire, we're just thinking right now, doing a little critical thinking. You wrote an article about the fake news regarding the favorite rifle in the United States. What have you found out now? What are those rascals at NBC up to now?
You know, is it just me, or does it seem like cyclical with NBC? Like every 3 or 4 months, they have to come out with a hit piece on an inanimate object.
Yeah.
Like the AR. I think they must have some kind of reminder in their inbox, you know, that lifts up, oh, time to do a hit piece on the AR.
You should invite them all out to come and shoot with you. And you should especially hunt for the guys that say, well, if you shoot a deer, it cooks them from the inside out. Or to blow your lungs clean out of your body. Come and let me show you what this gun will do, please.
I've taken journalists shooting.
Yeah.
Females and males, reporters and editors, senior editors. And not one of them has ever had a bad time. Not one, as you well know. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially a couple of the younger females, young female living alone. They went out and bought handguns. And, I think that's fantastic. Anyway, NBC just tore it up. You know, it's just another hit piece. It should have been labeled opinion. It wasn't. Again, the headline, and I have to take a deep breath to get this out. What makes the AR-15 so beloved and so reviled? A rifle with military origins has become one of the country's most divisive consumer products. That's the headline, man. I would think that they should look into brevity a bit. You know, it's really debatable. I do not believe the AR was designed for military use. Even Poynter Institute, which is this egghead journalistic think tank, found that it was, you know, in the 1950s, it was designed for civilian use. I believe the semi-auto was, you know, designed for civilian use. I don't think that's debatable at all. Our rifle that you and I have many of is not a weapon of war. But what really got me is they touted the Clinton gun ban, the assault weapon ban in there. And, you know, they said that researchers found that the number of mass shootings rose after the ban ended and decreased during the ban, which, you know, the Justice Department in 2004, they couldn't put any evidence whatsoever that the ban had any effect. And then the RAND Corporation, we're both old enough to know how legit their studies are. They couldn't find any correlation between an assault weapon ban and a decrease in violent crime. So they just write it out there, man, that, oh, and that's completely wrong.
Right.
It's been fact checked to death. But the big news in the story, I know you're going to find this completely revelatory, mm-hmm. that rifles are more powerful than pistols.
The devil.
I know, right? And, you know, serious hype on the high velocity and, as I pointed out, a few other military calibers that dwarf the 5.56 round, like 30-06, 8mm Mauser, 7.62x54R, 7.62x51 NATO, or 50 BMG. I mean, the 5.56 was a varmint round, still is a good varmint round. But, you know, to show how little they know about ballistics, because ballistics is the science, and the kids that wrote this story weren't scientists. You know, how did they explain the massive wound channels that a 45 ACP can cause? Because that's not going light speed. That's going about 800 to 900 feet per second. So it's not all about velocity, I guess. These kids are definitely not ballisticians. Definitely not. Mm. But my main point is that, you know, they also looked at the marketing technique. And this is, I swear to God, what they viewed marketing ARs as, quote, they tout rifles, military pedigree, make covert references to violent white supremacists like the Boogaloo Boys, and prey on young men's insecurities by claiming their weapon will put them at the top of the testosterone food chain. Have you seen any AR marketing that meets any of those criteria?
I must confess, I have not.
No. And then how do they explain that, you know, black females are just taking them off the shelves? They can't buy enough of them.
Yeah. Well, I would love to see that. You know, that's the thing now. That's the thing they're attacking is advertising.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were successful with the Remington thing, right? Even though they didn't have to prove that Adam Lanza ever saw any advertising about that, which would have led him to have said, oh, well, you know what? If I'm ever going to do a rampage shooting, I want to use this gun because this will make it look like I'm cool. We don't know that for certain, but now they're out there and now they want to attack that all the time, left, right, and centers, if that actually has something to do with it. Have you ever done a breakdown on how that works out?
Well, you know, advertising is protected speech.
Sure.
It's covered by the First Amendment. Now, there are some specific criteria that you can't have false claims, but that is all covered by the First Amendment. So I don't know how they go after that. As long as they're not, you know, making untruths, they can't target advertising.
Yeah, but what they've done? They've gotten out there and said, not all speech is protected speech. And these are the same people that say, well, the AR-15 is not protected by the Second Amendment because they did not foresee this weapon when they ratified the Second Amendment.
Nor did they foresee cell phones or internet or radio.
Listen, don't be bringing logic into this. But I mean, yes, to your point, yeah, it is. That is exactly the point. And I don't know. I look at that stuff and I read those articles about how they say this, that, and the other. That's the thing about being a leftist, though. They don't ever have to have any proof or evidence of anything they say. Have you never noticed that?
No one's going to call them out on
it
because it would counter the narrative that they all believe.
650 rampage killings because of the gun violence archive. Although
two a day.
Although we're supposed to be sitting back right now with what we know about the FBI and the Durham report, and we're supposed to be saying, "Well, the FBI, of course, they are the true blue guys that should never be defunded." And at the same time, we look at their stat on this, and we're like, "No, that's not true." So they're having it both ways on that as well. So anyway. We're coming up on the next break. This article you can find at thegunwriter.substack.com. Lee's stuff is reprinted in a surprising number of venues, which is indicative of the unique space. There's a handful of writers in the gun space right now today that do this kind of deep dive creation of a story just by investigating and discovering facts. And Lee is one of them. You can find his stuff at saf.org, where he is the lone investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. You can find him at Armed American News, which is the Mark Walters Armed American Radio cohort of news for the written word that Lee is the only writer there as well. And at thegunwriter.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Congress may be missing a few bucks if they don't come up with a solution on the debt ceiling. If Congress can't do its job, members shouldn't get paid. That's a bipartisan bill that was introduced today. The bill would block members of Congress from getting paid for each day the debt ceiling is not lifted following a default or for each day following the start of a federal government shutdown. The FBI may be crumbling before our very eyes.
A hearing is taking place on the Hill today involving multiple whistleblowers from the FBI alleging illegal activities at the highest levels of America's top law enforcement agency. Wyoming Representative Republican Harriet Hageman on what's been discovered by the whistleblowers.
Misallocation of law enforcement resources and misconduct within the leadership ranks of the FBI.
Nasa Womer, the communications director for embattled New York Congressman George Santos, has resigned and says she hopes Santos gets kicked out of Congress. Congress. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Lee Williams, the gun writer, the investigative reporter. What have you got now, sir?
Well, we got something coming on Banco Brown, who is this young man in walked into Walgreens in San Francisco, of all places, and stole some stuff, was confronted by an armed security guard.
Right.
According to the security guard, he made some type of furtive move. Security guard was afraid for his life, shot and killed him. The prosecutor out there, I guess I buried the lead, did not charge the security guard. So evidently she learned from her predecessor who was fired by the voters.
Jason Bodine.
The interesting thing is now you have a county supervisor out there, Dean Preston, who has introduced an ordinance. I can't get this out without laughing.
Right.
That would make it illegal for a security guard to draw his weapon during a property crime investigation. So, long story short, you're going to have a lot of dead security guards.
Yeah.
Because we both know shoplifting, obviously a misdemeanor, simple theft, can escalate in a nanosecond if the person starts resisting and using force. It's robbery. They use a weapon. Now we have armed robbery.
Right.
Now, picture this. You got these young security guards, and they're all young, brother, and they're not making anything, maybe $30,000, $35,000 a year, trying to get by in San Francisco on that amount of money. They're eating hamburger helper without the hamburger. Now they have a moment to pause. If they need to defend themselves, they're going to have to think about, can I draw? You know, do I have to keep my gun in my holster? That type of indecision, that type of complacency, that type of hesitation is going to get them killed.
Right.
Flat out. I mean, having only been in, since you don't have Bob on with this hundreds of gunfights, you got to settle for me. I've only been in a couple. And, you know, you don't want a lot of things running through your mind at that time. You got to be switched on or you're going to lose. And I'm here to tell you, this thing is going to get guys dead out there. Because look at San Francisco. I know we've talked before. It's like Escape from New York without Snake Plissken.
Yeah. The thing with this, and I saw some other stuff, you know, with everything they want to do, whenever they want to stick somebody in harm's way, like one of the things they want to do is they want to have traffic cops not have guns. They're only assigned to traffic. That's all they would do, and they would not have guns because they don't need guns to administer over traffic.
Right, right.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Until there's some type of dispute and somebody gets irate.
Right.
You know, it's like these departments that are now going to send paraprofessionals, unarmed paraprofessionals, to respond to the call when somebody is, you know, a mentally ill.
Right.
The only times I've been hurt, I was hurt as a police officer, was by somebody who was, you know, obviously had some mental health issues and they were in a crisis. I mean, I've had to use a lot of force on these people at times. So you're going to send somebody who's not trained in self-defense, who's unarmed into those situations. Once again, these type of laws were written by people who have never been in a knockdown, drag-out fight.
Right.
Or had to rely upon a firearm to save their lives. It's going to get people hurt, and they don't care.
So is that security guard, is he going to get prosecuted?
No, that's the weird thing. She just came out yesterday and said no. I forget her name. She seems pretty.
Is it Mitchell? Is her last name Mitchell?
Might be. Yeah. I know she was the replacement for the
Jason Bogan.
Soros back prosecutor they had before. She said no. There's really no way to tell that the security guard was not in fear for his life, and the videotape definitely catches a furtive move of some kind.
So,
and you know, we both know you don't have to wait till you see a knife or you wait till you see a gun. If you're scared, you can use deadly force. And the force looked reasonable.
Right. So tell me this. Do we know what the law is as it pertains by statute in California? I would imagine that to be an armed security guard, you have to be licensed and certified and all kinds of other fun stuff before they let you be an armed guard, right?
I didn't think that they would have their armed guards in a Walgreens. I honestly thought, like most places, the only place you're going to see armed guards is when there's money, you know, when they're transporting money or working in a bank or something like that. I did not know Walgreens was hiring armed security guards.
Well, yeah, I mean, so like even up here, even in Columbia, South Carolina, which is the capital city of South Carolina, right across the road from the VA hospital, the big VA hospital in the state, is a Walgreens. And in the Walgreens, everything is behind glass.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if they have a armed security guard or not, but everything is behind glass. And I would imagine in California where, what is it, $949.99, you can shoplift up to that amount and it's just a misdemeanor.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like we found, like in Oregon, where they've been closing the Whole Foods and the REIs and the Nikes and all these other things, not only are they shoplifting, but they're beating up the people that work there. So I guess they've in San Francisco, where they have some of the, you know, the salt of the earth there, they probably have had to hire these guys just to protect themselves.
You know, and you wonder why all the stores are leaving. I think as a result, if this ordinance does get in there and, you know, specifying when somebody can or cannot draw their handgun,
right,
you're going to see all these security companies go to unarmed personnel.
Well, it's not just that. Like in some of these places, like in order for them to do anything, they're going to have to hire licensed security to do it because, like where I took my watch the other day at the shopping mall to get a battery put in it, I could walk in there and snatch a Tag Heuer watch out of the case, and they can't do anything but let me go.
Oh my goodness!
They can't. Any male employee or any female employee for that matter that steps up and decides to engage me hand to hand or whatever, they open themselves up to liability. We truly have become a nation of sheep.
So they just stand there and they're the world.
They're just standing there going, wow, he just stole that watch, man. Who do we call, man? I'm triggered, man. I need some chai tea or something. Or I don't know, a joint, a dude, something.
Oh, my God. That's when we become a nation of sheeple.
Yeah, yeah. So if that is the case, I would imagine all of these all of these blue hellscapes where they're sanctuary cities and they're also the pestilence capital of the United States and places like that, and homeless and illegal migrants and all these other things that are out there, illegal aliens, all these other things they've got going on. They'll just close up shop and there won't be any retail operations in their cities.
Yeah, I mean, every day I hear of another chain leaving San Fran. Nordstrom's was one of the latest. I think they were started out there.
Yeah.
Whole Foods.
Wait, the fun part is going to be, in Beverly Hills, they've already broken themselves down into defensive grids because all of the crime spilling over into Beverly Hills. Wait till they spill out into Rodeo Drive. Then it should be quite entertaining just to watch it. I hope nobody gets killed while we're being entertained, but, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of on the next break, these articles can be found in a variety of places. He is the investigative reporter. Lee is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation, so you can find his stuff at saf.org. You can find his stuff at armedamericannews.com, where he's also the only writer, and at thegunwriter.substack.com. Well, he's not only the only writer, he is the gun writer. That being Lee Williams. And, a critical thinker in a sea of copy and pasters. That's the part I like the best, because there's nothing he's ever written that fails to make me think. I'm always thinking when I read his stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking with Lee Williams, investigative reporter, and I am told that I have made an error.
Massive error, and I'm going to correct you now in front of all of your listeners. We have another writer now who just started on Armed American News.
Oh.
He's a collector. He's a friend of mine. And he owns a 37-millimeter grenade launcher manufacturing firm. So, of course, he's writing a new column for us once a month called For Collectors. His first one, and I know you're an expert, as I was, on the different types of production of the Bergmann and Lignos 25 ACP pistols from the 1920s. You know, the rare Bergmann Model 3 and the Model 2 and then the Lignos Model 2A, the steel cocker. I know you know a lot about those.
The only reason I don't carry mine is because of peer pressure.
So Ed is joining us. I mean, he is a collector's collector. There was one of these rare pistols, Bill, that somehow passed through a department store in New York in the 1920s, which marked it with its own special cartouche. The department store did. I think there's only 12 of them left in existence.
Right.
And Ed has 9 of them. Okay, that's how intense of a collector okay. He is. So he will be joining us with these stories that are the most difficult things I've ever had to edit, getting down into the weeds on some of these guns. But the reason I like him and what he's writing next is on fakery. And we got to get that out there for collectors, especially, I mean, Ed's collected swords, guns, cannons.
So are counterfeits a big issue?
Yeah, especially right now, if it's Japanese or Confederate.
Right.
Or Third Reich, don't even think about it. Odds are about 95% you're going to get had. So, I mean, there are guys making these as like their hobbies.
Right.
And which is cool if you sell it as reproduction.
Right.
You know? I mean, go to Sarco.
But you can't sell it for as much as a reproduction now, can you?
Right. Right. So, Ed is bringing, and some of the places that have these fakes have shown up, like the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York in their arms and armor
section. Right.
Where he's caught it and where they're quietly disappeared. So we're very pleased think about that. Oops. You know, we're very pleased to welcome Ed. His
and what's his last name? Ed
Dittus, D-I-T-T-U-S.
Okay.
Look at Ordnance Group. That's where that's where you can buy his 37 millimeter launchers, which, brother, are not a firearm. There no FFL needed, no transfer needed. For the civilians, you can't shoot anything that shoots any kind of anti-personnel, anything. So they have flares and basically pyrotechnics. Pretty
well,
cool.
I was about to say, I thought all of the launch grenades were 40 millimeter.
Those are an AOW under the NFA.
Right.
37 millimeter you can own as a civilian.
Yeah, that's 40. What I was thinking. That's why it would be 37 millimeter.
So yeah. Okay. Those three extra millimeters, Bill, increase the lethality.
All kinds of lethality built into those 3 millimeters.
Yeah. So I fired him. He's got some 203 type 37 millimeter. The one I'm probably going to get is the M79 knockoff, the Woodstock, the old blooper, beautiful, beautiful stuff. Nice stuff that he makes, and a good guy and a good mind, and just knows more about. I mean, there's, look at the stories on Armed American News. There's tables and charts and graphs and all you would ever want if you're into Bergman and Lignos 25 ACP pistols.
Well, I didn't even know they existed prior to that, but I'm going to be looking into them after this just because now I'm curious to see what they look like. So where would you like to go in the, we got about 4.5 minutes here.
Let's talk guns, man.
Yeah.
What's new on your horizon? Got anything coming in?
Well, I got some Staccatos. It's just about time for the 2023 Staccatos to come in, which I will finally get a chance to get the CS. The CS is going to be interesting because, you know, Bob raves about the CS.
I know.
But then when you see most of the people that are out there that are Staccato shooters, they talk about how the CS is snappy, which I don't quite understand that because the C2 is a little snappier than the Staccato P. Because it weighs less and it's smaller.
It's physics, man.
Yeah, and I've been looking at some of these CS reviews, and I'm like, well, what? I mean, it's really easy to hide, though. I thought that was part and parcel of what I want a gun that's easy to hide that I don't even know I got. Well, they've done that, and for the first time ever, I will get to try an XC. Which is the integrally comped one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a giant gun. It is definitely not one that you're like, well, I just need to find a good inside the rig belt or inside the belt rig for this and I'll be cooking because it's about the size of a box of Wheaties. And
go ahead.
And of course I have made an accidental discovery.
Uh-oh.
I can shoot the FN 50-9 like nobody's business.
It's a good platform. It's a nice gun.
Well, I did.
I'm checking my mailbox every day for a package from Shadow Equipment.
Yeah.
It's a gear manufacturer. He's putting together a chest rig, custom shoulder straps, back strap, insert for 3A R-Mags. His stuff really looks good, but here's the funny part. No military service, no law enforcement service. The dude, Sean, the owner, has an arts degree.
Okay.
And his stuff is incredible. It looks incredible. Everyone is a little, it's simple. There's no frills, and I expect to hear more on it when I get it and then take it out and test it. Shadow Equipment. It blew me away what I saw, and I of course jumped at the opportunity to get one to test it. You don't have to be in Delta or SEAL Team 6 to come up with good gear. And this guy proves it. He makes it in his garage. He's got a day job. He can't make it fast enough.
So when I was in the Army Navy store the other day, I had to go buy my son some pants. So I went in there and I thought about your rig, your modern day LBE.
Uh-huh.
And I asked the dude if he had anything like a modern day LBE, which he'd served during my era, so he knew what I was talking about. Guess who makes one?
Who?
Rothko. Guess how much it is?
No kidding. No idea.
$30.
Oh my God.
I've got one on order.
Is it the modernized or is it like the window?
Yeah, it has a back panel on it, and I think you can put a water bladder on the back of it, and on the front it has the like the war belt sort of thing, and it's got those suspenders right. And everything on it, and it's when I get it, I'll let you know what it looks like.
Yeah,
I'll send you pictures of it.
I love it. I like a chest rig. I like a war belt. It's simple. They're simple. I don't need the plate carriers anymore. God, I thank God I don't have to wear body armor.
Well, you know, John Farnham says if you don't train in it, you probably should not have any of it.
Probably good advice.
Yeah. I mean, putting it on and trying to run around. First time I ever put a plate carrier on was after I got into radio, and I've been out of the military 30-some-odd years. I just about fell over on top of my head. I was so top-heavy with everything that was in it.
Yeah, not fun.
No.
They're not fun. I've seen so many people show up at training wearing their plate carriers, and 4 hours later, they're running around with their gun strapped to their pants belt.
With a piece of, I can't even remember the cordage. What do they call it?
550.
550 cord. There you go. We're about to run out of time. Check out Mr. Williams' stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com, at saf.org, and also at Armed America News, where there's not one, but two writers who are writing there. So finally, he's no longer alone. We'll have to do this when we get some of this stuff in that we've got coming in the mail. That'll be fun. We'll have to do this again here shortly. Thank you for joining me today.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir.
The quickest hour in radio.
Yeah. Coming up next, we are going to geek out with Zeke Stout as we once again go and hang out with the director of the MGS Trade School. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.